And believe it or don't, we have yet another extra special Rockin' Billy sound alternative for you today. Sitting right next to me inside of these KJHK Lawrence, Kansas FM 91 studios is Charlie Meade of the Homestead Grays. Welcome to KJHK.
Howdy.
Howdy, indeed. So you guys played at Cogburn's last night, and you're also going to be down there tonight, right?
You betcha. We'll be down there. It's a very reasonable price, $2. Can we say that?
Not really, but...
Well, it's a very reasonable price.
Reasonable price. A mere pittance.
Yeah. For live music in Lawrence. There's quite a few people that showed up last night, but not as many as there should have been.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun, though. It was still fun.
Yeah, sometimes the smaller crowds, the spontaneity just seems to flow.
Yeah, but then they tend not to dance, too.
if your feet don't have it in you, you know, some people just can't dance. I don't know why. I've never understood it. I can't even sit down when I'm doing the program here. But
you just get too excited, man.
Well, you know, when you put your speakers 3 inches away from your head and plug in Elvis Presley 24 hours a day, that's kind of what does it to you.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't the original format of the band, is it? I mean, you've had a member change or two or something?
Yeah, we had a couple of different guys. One guy moved back to Topeka. The drummer, his name is David Edwardson, and Guy Stevens took his place.
Yeah, and he's also with the Wanks, isn't
With the Poverty Wanks, yes. And so is Mike, as a matter of fact, who's the guitar player. And then we got... We used to have Doug Snodgrass, who plays in a group called Broken English now. He used to play bass, and the guy that plays bass is the guy who plays bass with me in Rabbit Scat. His name is Brock Ginther.
So
it's just kind of one big happy family.
Right.
We just interchangeable parts.
Family of Lawrence musicians.
That's right.
All right.
We want to dominate.
Dominate, control.
Just like KU did, right? Georgetown game?
Well, we played a good game except for the last 5 minutes.
Well, they dominated those boards, didn't they?
Yeah, well...
What was it, like 42-15?
Something like that. But you got to look on the bright side.
Yeah.
There is
yeah.
always next year.
Yeah, and we got Danny Manning.
That's right. We sure do. Not to mention Larry.
Yeah.
Let's break for a song from the Homestead Grays. This one's been out for a little while, but just in case you haven't heard it, it is called Chains of This Town. The Homestead Grays, only on your Rockin' Billy sound alternative, KJHK, Lawrence, Kansas, FM 91. We're sitting here with Charlie Meade of them Homestead Grays. Charlie, where are you guys going to be after the Cogburn show tonight?
Okay, we're going to play Cogburn tonight, and then we're playing April 2nd at the Jazz House,
mm-hmm.
and that'll be a rockin' show, should be, hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mike, the guitar player, Mike Janis and I, we're opening up for Richard Thompson at Liberty Hall.
Wow, that would be
It's
going to
be kind of an acoustic thing.
Yeah.
So, but it won't be, you know, like, it won't be boring or anything.
Never boring.
Never boring, man. Never boring.
And
don't forget, you can pick up that cassette at Exile.
At Exile.
And Penny Lane.
Yeah.
Yes. And at the show tonight, if you want to.
Oh, indeed.
For a very reasonable price.
A mere pittance once again. Speaking of the cassette, do you guys have any plans for going back in and putting out anything else?
Yeah, actually, we do. The thing that we did now, what you just heard, is just a two-track live. We just went in there for a demo, you know. Like I said before, it was only like the fourth time or fifth time that we'd all ever played together in that group, in that incarnation. And we were just trying to get stuff down, and it ended up live is a lot better way to go in the studio than trying to gimmick all around and record one guy in a booth and one guy in, you know, downstairs. It's just like all those old recordings, you know. What you get is what you get. That's
you have one shot, and if it's not there,
what you get, you got to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
And get hoarse.
Mm-hmm. Here's one question that I always ask everybody, no matter who they are. Where, in your opinion, is the best barbecue joint in all of the United States of America today?
Well, without a doubt, Arthur Bryant's. Without a doubt.
I won't even
in Kansas City.
Kansas City?
Oh, yeah. Hmm. You never heard of Arthur Bryant's in
Never
Kansas
have.
City?
Nobody
oh, that's
told
a
me about
famous
it.
Place, man. Oh, it's Jimmy Carter right there. That's how famous it is. No, it's good. It's good. And it's great if you slip a buck to the guy behind, you know, cutting your meat for you. He uh-huh. slaps a bunch of other meat on, too.
Oh, yeah.
And it comes on white Wonder Bread, and it's just, you can't even hardly hold it. It's so big.
Man.
And you usually spend a couple of days eating it.
Good. That's Mr. Blue Stack Sandwich.
Oh, yeah. Famous barbecue.
Well, I'll tell you what. We're going to have one more song by the Homestead Grays. And if you have delicate ears, you might want to turn away. We're going to do the best we can to make this thing sound right. This is with Ye Olde Hippie himself, and it is called Drinkin' Wine.
My brothers and me, we like drinking that wine. When we get together, Lord, we have a good time. Drinking down windows, knocking the door. Dunk, keep us screaming for more. Drinking wine.
Spody Odie drinking wine, oh no.
Wine.
Spody Odie drinking wine, oh no.
Wine.
Spody Odie drinking wine.
That bottle of me. I got a nickel, baby, you got a dime. Let's get together and have a good time. Buy us a gallon, cracker and bar.
Spody Odie drinking wine, oh no.
Wine.
Spody Odie drinking wine, oh no.
Wine.
Spody Odie drinking wine.
That's that bottle of me. Let's go.
Drinking wine, oh no!
Wine.
Spody Odie drinking wine, oh no!
Wine.
Spody Odie drinking wine.
Set it by the beat. Let's go!
Oh my, Drinking Wine, the Homestead Grays with Ye Olde Hippie.
Featuring Mr. Blues on vocals.
Or something, dub vocals, something like that.
That's all right.
Well, you will only hear that on KJHK Lawrence, FM 91, your true home of new music and your only sound alternative.
After midnight.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, I think it's about time we said goodbye. Got some other things to take care of. I think you do too. You told me you had some laundry swishing around somewhere.
Yeah, and Elvis is getting a little, he's getting excited, you can tell, can't you?
Yeah.
My dog named Elvis.
Elvis, say something.
Yeah, he's pretty excited.
Elvis, don't fall asleep on us there now.
Well, anyway, thanks.
Yep. Well, I tell you what, people, if you want to see the Homestead Grays, then you best go down to Cogburn's tonight, because it is a very mere pittance to get in, and you will not see a better show live in Lawrence. Live music is always definitely better when it's happening 3 feet in front of your face. Like to say thank you to Charlie Mead for popping on down here and helping us out. And now, let's get back into a little rockin' Billy.